2. Dynamics of a Dissolving Marriage. Joan, Ken, Kathy, and Bob experience divorce from the perspectives of 4 different lives. Throughout the book, we will follow their stories, from guilt, doubt, and resentment, through the process of self-understanding to new lives of self-fulfillment. Joan. When I was first married, I admired my husband's stability and calmness. Alan seemed unflappable, which was new to me in a man since my dad had been an alcoholic. I was a flexible person, and we agreed on almost everything. His first marriage ended because his wife always challenged his preferences. This was never a problem with us, but in another way, I guess you could say it was. Alan preferred that I forget my parents' problems. I couldn't see why he didn't understand that I had to do something for them. Then the kids came along. They meant more problems and less time. I became the one who had to figure out how to deal with everything while he retreated. I didn't think much of this attitude, and I let him know it. This was supposed to be a partnership. I got counseling and learned to speak up. He learned to play golf, but he wasn't interested in counseling. Ken.
Amanda was really involved in the town where we used to live. I guess I was a little egotistical to think she'd follow me anywhere, as the saying goes, but isn't that what a marriage is about? Well, she followed me, but I guess she got even. Amanda was always a good-looking woman, even after 3 kids, but I really didn't expect her to get involved with other guys. I was out there in the business world, knocking myself out so we could live in the right house with the good cars, best schools for the kids, and she could have been more subtle about it. Her affairs just about killed me. Alcohol kept my mind off of what was going on. I wasn't ready to concede that I had somehow missed the mark despite the trappings. We looked good, but we never had much to say to each other about things that mattered. After we went to counseling, we discovered our marriage really didn't have enough glue to hold all the pretty pieces together.
Kathy. How is it that what makes you attractive to your husband before marriage can turn him off after marriage? For a long time, I couldn't figure that out. I tell my friends, stay attractive to your husbands or you'll lose them. That's what I'd always heard, and it made sense. There's a lot.